Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, though, local people in the town of Ross Grey in County Tipperary have been protesting overnight over plans that a hotel in the town is to house 160 asylum seekers. In a briefing note issued to local public representatives yesterday, the Department of Integration said 160 beds will be provided for international protection applicants in Racket Hall accommodation on the Dublin Road. Well, Shane Lee is an independent county councillor from the area and he joins me now on the line. So, Shane, what can you tell us about the plans for Racket Hall?
First of all, Claire, good morning to yourself and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me on your show here
good
this morning. So yesterday at 3:15, both all councillors, TDs and senators that represent the county of Tipperary have received an email from the communication side of the department in relation to 160 asylum seekers coming to the town of Ross Grey. And I suppose just from the outset, Claire, it's important to state that we both, in Ross Grey at the moment, we have a population of 6,000 people. Services would always been a challenge for the town in the last number of years, and this would have been obviously made very clear to the minister and to the government. So I suppose, unlike other towns across the country, we have two active sites in Ross Grey. On the Convent Hill is where we house Ukrainian families, which only happened late last year. But we also have asylum seekers and direct provision centre in Shawnross Abbey. So just to be very clear to your listeners this morning, It's not as if Ross Grey is not playing its part.
Can I just stop you for one second? Because I know Racket Hall well, and I was looking on the website this morning. They're due to have gigs there in the next little while, including Pat Short and his daughter Faye. Was this a shock? Like, the hotel was operational, and then as in from the 12th, which is today, it becomes an asylum centre?
Yes, exactly. And the most horrifying part of all of this, Claire, is that the staff left work yesterday, as they do, and they found out through social media that this was happening. You know, so, and like that, then people contacted me over the last 24 hours stating that their weddings booked in or their family functions booked in or, you know, and basically what's happening here, Claire, is with a minister and a government now that's supporting job loss, because you're going to have job losses in this as well.
Well, now, I have the briefing note here and they've detailed the number of staff that will be needed to run the place, and it's extensive. Like, they need a lot of staff to cover this. There'll be 160 people there. There'll be all sorts of people employed, according to this statement, but you don't know yet whether they'll be the same staff that are currently working there.
Absolutely.
Can we just talk about who's going to be there? Because the Fianna Fáil TD, Jackie Cahill, has said he spoke to Roderick O'Gorman. He says Roderick O'Gorman told him that it will be used for Ukrainian families. But the briefing note does mention international protection applicants. So have you any clarity on that?
Yes, well, just as late as only not so long ago, the deputy that, as he classed himself as being the TD for the government in Tipperary, went on a local radio station and apologised that he had to change his statement last night, because the information, as he said, he spoke in depth with Minister O'Gorman yesterday evening, and he informed people and the local media that it was for Ukrainian families. And then during the night time, the statement was changed, that it was gone from Ukrainian families to asylum seekers. But that, Claire, just to say, like, that's typical what's going on here, because Deputy Lowry would have raised this privately, publicly, in the Dáil on numerous different occasions. I was at a deputation along with some community reps going back the end of last year, where we met with Roderick, the minister himself, and with the head of the department. So, like, we have been very vocal on this. And following that, then, there was a public meeting call in Ross Grey around all of this in the Garda station and the services. Deputy Lowry spoke to the minister in the Dáil. Following that, he classed, in his response to Deputy Lowry, he identified Ross Grey as being a village.
Well, it's not. It's a town, obviously. But look,
it's a town.
Why does that make a difference? Like, Jackie Cahill thought it was for Ukrainian families. It's not. It's for international...
It's misinformation. It's very clear, Claire. It's misinformation to the community. And like the reality is that there was a protest there last night and people have stayed there. And let's be very clear about this. This is the message that's coming to me. The people of Ross Grey are completely and teetotally opposed to this. Right? They're not stepping down. And what they're doing is they're calling on Minister O'Gorman or one of the government reps to meet with the people of Ross Grey, because it's not going away, it won't go away, and that's the advice that I received when I went out there last night.
In the briefing note, this says the accommodation will be for families of international protection applicants. Are you and the people you've been speaking to in the community against anybody who is seeking asylum coming to Racket Hall?
That's the message that's coming, exactly.
You know, because Ross Grey is hosting two centres there for people who need protection in Ireland, you know the pressures that the country is under when it comes to accommodation. You know that this is an international problem, quite apart from a national problem. Do you accept that everybody is going to have to work with the department in order to find homes for these people, put roofs over their heads and make sure that they're not, as people are in some cases, sleeping on the streets?
Yes, Kev, but just bring it back a step. I'm a local county councillor representing people of Ross Grey. On numerous different occasions, I'm very busy in terms of housing. We've a housing issue in Ross Grey. There's a housing crisis in the country. I also want to say that I've always said from the outset in relation to all of this type of stuff, this is about fairness and it's about balance. And I have highlighted it from the start of my interview, that Ross Grey is playing its part. We're currently accommodating two different sites that are active in the town. With a Garda station, and no disrespect to the Garda, and I fully support them in the work that they do, that's dysfunctional. Before Christmas, we had a community safety meeting. I spoke with the superintendent, and all we keep on hearing, and this
it's
has
a 24-hour Garda station. Now, I can't let you say it's dysfunctional. The guards say there are 15 members of the guards in Ross Grey, one inspector, three sergeants, and 11 guards. Anyway, look, Shane, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm sure it's not the last we've heard from Ross Grey today or over the coming days. Thanks very much for talking to us, Shane Lee, independent Tipperary County Councillor. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.